Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
And hey, welcome back into Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning. And it is that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD, and Talking with TD. Teron, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? A lot of Arthur Smith news, so it's been buzzing.
It has been buzzing, and speaking of that, you know, reports coming out that maybe Arthur Smith is close to a deal with Atlanta, at least has been offered the job by the Atlanta Falcons. What would you think of that fit for Arthur Smith in Atlanta if he decides to take that job?
I think it's a really good fit, and I feel this way. They could go, and he could go in, and I have some success with Matt Ryan this year. And they, at the number four pick, could draft their quarterback of the future. There's different guys that it could be. You know, if Justin Fields should be available, they should absolutely pick him. They could always look at possibly trading back a bit and getting a guy like Zach Wilson. You know, Trey Lance has gotten mentioned. He's a guy that a lot of these draft nicks like. I'm not as high on him, or Zach Wilson. But the long story of it short is, they could get a quarterback of their future this year, have some success with Matt Ryan this year as well, and groom him. So it's kind of like buy one, get two free, if you follow me. So that's a good idea. Then when you look at the offense, Julio Jones, he's aging, but still, you know, he's talented. You got Olamide Zaccheaus and, of course, Calvin Ridley. They could grab a running back. There are different things that they could do. I think the main thing is going to require patience, but I like that situation for Arthur Smith, because I think he can really turn things around with that organization.
So, TD, Josina Anderson reports that the Titans at least had some kind of, you know, contact with Tony Elliott, OC at Clemson, which I thought was interesting, you know, to at least gauge interest. And of course, we also have reports out of Pittsburgh about Terrell Austin, you know, talking to the Titans on the DC side. But just on the OC side, how likely do you think it is that Mike Vrabel goes outside this current offensive staff to go hire an outside OC to replace Arthur Smith?
I think it's definitely possible, and I would say it's likely, but you have to look at what you have in staff, too. I feel like Pat O'Hara is definitely a candidate, the QB coach. Todd Downing has done it before. As an OC, you know, with the Raiders. And then Keith Carter is an interesting one, because you look at what he's done with that offensive line over the last couple of years. Obviously, that's something. And you know, I would imagine that, you know, he would be someone that could bump up to that job as well, especially being as though, you know, his time with Kyle Shanahan in Atlanta. So those are intriguing names that should be mentioned, but it's kind of wide open now. And I think the fact that they reached out to the Clemson OC, I think that really shows that it is wide open.
TD, we saw the Ravens obviously come in here and just stifle the Titans offensively. As you look ahead at the rest of the playoffs here, what kind of a chance do you give the Ravens in the AFC beginning this weekend against Buffalo?
I think they win. To be honest with you, I think they have the formula. I mean, that's a going to your house and smack you in the mouth type of organization. So I think they're in good shape there. I love what they do with Lamar Jackson as far as dual threat. And he showed last week that he could throw the football outside of the numbers. And he's a guy that you absolutely have to be disciplined in when you rush. And then you look at the defense, I think they match up well. Jimmy Smith, and this is something that you know, I think is kind of floating under the table. He has done really good in the past against Antonio Brown. You know, one of those change of direction route runners that, you know, just are exceptional and create separation. He's a bit older now, but I would put him on Stephon Diggs, and I think that would be a good matchup. It favors the Bills, but I still think that would be a good matchup. So defensively, I feel as though they match up, man. They blitz all of the time. Josh Allen has done well against the blitz, but I think this Ravens team, I think they go into Buffalo and they beat the Bills.
Any other, the obvious, the big upsets would be, of course, the Rams going into Lambeau or the Browns going into Kansas City, the 2-1 seeds. We get to see them this week. You think there's any chance in either of those?
I mean, there's always a chance. I'll say it's not likely. Even, man, the Browns are red hot, red hot. So I wonder if they go in there and get off to an early start and the Chiefs don't rebound. Remember what happened last year with the Texans and Chiefs? And, they had to bounce back and work some magic. And if you look at what happened when the Titans played the Chiefs, they got off to a fast start too. But both times the Chiefs were able to turn things around. I wonder if that happens with the Browns, as hot as they are. I wonder if the Chiefs will be able to bounce back. I think they do. I have them beating the Browns.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD, and talking with TD, Teron Davenport, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, we've talked about this at times throughout the season, but now that the season is over and the body of work is complete, as you're John Robinson and the Titans and you're evaluating moves to make in the offseason with Corey Davis and Jonnu Smith and Jayon Brown, how would you rank those three in terms of priority? And did the way that Corey Davis finish the season in the last three games impact how you view him at all?
No, it doesn't impact it. Obviously, you would hate to have three games where it not too good, right? Two out of the three, nothing in the box score, only two targets. So you definitely would like to see that be better. But I still think Corey Davis is the top option. They have to bring him back. And if they don't bring him back, then that would mean that they signed a guy like Allen Robinson. I think you 100% have to, because you're losing Arthur Smith, right? And you can't lose one of your top receivers as well. So I think in order to maintain that balance, you have to bring that guy back. Now, after Corey Davis, I would say Jonnu Smith. And then from Jonnu Smith, I would say Jayon Brown. And the thing that's so crazy about that is, I think Jayon Brown is the best player out of those three. But from a depth standpoint and a total pitcher standpoint, I think, the ranking goes a little bit differently. I feel like David Long Jr. is a guy that could step in and help ease that loss of Jayon Brown. You look at what he did this year, a lot of solid play, but it could even go back to the Chiefs game in week 10 of 19 and then also the Ravens game in the divisional round last year. He showed that he could step in and be successful.
Yeah, no, I agree, TD. I mean, I think Jayon is a really important player, really good player, but, I mean, you're going to have to make some hard choices here. And you may also have to, make some other hard choices for guys who aren't free agents. I look at a Malcolm Butler. I guess you could look at a Kenny Vaccaro. I mean, obviously, we don't know what the future is with Adam Humphries. That may be a decision out of their hands anyway. But any of those guys or anyone else that comes to mind in terms of, last year, none of us were talking about Jarrell Casey obviously being moved, but maybe a semi-surprising move the Titans could make to shed some salary and give them more freedom to look elsewhere for a player?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely possible. You mentioned some names there. I think, Kenny Vaccaro is in there too, as much as it would hurt them to see him go. That may be something that they do as well. Again, doing it from surplus, right? With Dane Cruikshank coming back and Amani Hooker playing so well, and obviously Byard where he is. So there are different moves, and like you said, it's they have some tough decisions to make. And I don't envy John Robinson's position, but I believe firmly that he'll make the right decisions for the organization and they'll continue their upward rise. I mean, this is a team that, I feel has become an established playoff team for the NFL.
TD, the season finale of Nate and TD tonight at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. What's on the docket tonight?
Oh, we're just going to talk some shop, man. We're going to reflect on the season. We're going to look at some of the things spinning forward. And Nate, he's not going anywhere. We won't have the Nate and TD show for an hour, but you'll get a 15-minute segment of Nate and TD on Talking with TD. Can't let a good thing end, and that's really what it's looking like.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. TD, really appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. You guys take it easy.
Absolutely. You as well. Thanks, and Joe, it's interesting. Like, you take a look at some of the options the Titans had, and we've talked so much about Davis and Jayon Brown and Jonnu Smith, but I do wonder, is there another surprise move that could come this offseason, very similar to what we saw last year with Jarrell Casey? And, you know, Corey Curtis earlier in the week brought up Kenny Vaccaro. You heard TD talk about Kenny Vaccaro there as well. How realistic do you think it is that maybe Kenny Vaccaro, based on what the safety position looks like right now, the surplus of talent that you have there, maybe he's not there next year from a cost-cutting standpoint?
Yeah, I think it's possible, and I think TD brought up another important name is Dane Cruikshank. I mean, he's hurt basically all year. I mean, how do you feel about Hooker being with Byard and Cruikshank being your three? If you feel good about it, that might be a move you make, although I think Kenny Vaccaro has been terrific overall for the Titans, and, you know, I think it was a huge signing when Jonathan Cyprien got hurt in 2018, but those are the type of things that happen in this league when you have – you know, a depth guy in a rookie contract who you feel like can come in and keep improving and give you similar play for less money. I mean, that's why I think Jayon Brown is probably somewhere else, because I think David Long has demonstrated enough to step in there. So I think that's possible. You know, I think Malcolm Butler's possible too. I really like Malcolm Butler. I really like how he played this year. I wouldn't predict that, but I think you got to put all those moves like that on the table, because if you're John Robinson, it's a challenging puzzle, especially when you know you have to go find people who can get after the quarterback, probably draft and free agency.
Make sure you're tuning in this hour for the cue to call for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Columbus Blue Jackets at Bridgestone Arena tomorrow night. And when we come back, we're going to have a little bit more Titans discussion, revisit our poll question of the day, and also throw this out. As you look at the AFC South right now with the Colts and the Texans and the Jags, each in different situations, each with different drama of their own, what scares you the most if you're the Titans fan about those three in the next 3 to 5 seasons? We'll discuss that when we come back. Also have Terry Criss joining us at 8:30. A lot still to come. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.